This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. By all accounts, yesterday was an embarrassing day for political leaders in Concord. The bill they crafted, at Governor Sununu's direction, aimed to blunt a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that could force local businesses to collect sales tax for other states. It was rejected by the New Hampshire House. Joining me now to discuss what happened and what it means, particularly for Governor Sununu, is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So before we get into the ramifications of yesterday's action, remind us what happened.
Well, the bill basically sought to create procedural hurdles for any taxing jurisdiction that attempted to make local businesses collect their sales tax. The Supreme Court ruling known as Wayfair says that's permissible. The Wayfair ruling came down earlier this month and was decried by pretty much every politician in New Hampshire, which is understandable when you consider New Hampshire doesn't have a general sales tax. So that means businesses here could have had the burden and could have the burden of collecting taxes for other jurisdictions.
Okay, so as soon as this ruling came down, Governor Sununu basically declares war.
I think that's fair. He immediately laid out a plan to call lawmakers back to Concord to enact policies he hoped would protect New Hampshire. He stood behind a podium with a big live free or die sign on it and loudly promised action, a performance his office quickly fashioned into a campaign style ad.
To every out-of-state taxing jurisdiction and authority, if you try to come into our state, force our businesses to collect sales tax, you're going to have the fight of your life.
Okay, that was a video released by the governor's office earlier this month.
Yes, and the governor said he expected quick action and to be signing a law to protect New Hampshire in short order. A commission crafted that bill. The bill did earn the full support in the state Senate, but things came unglued as they can, you know, when the bill got to the New Hampshire House.
Why?
Well, leadership in both parties were behind the bill, but rank-and-file members weren't. Plenty of conservatives didn't think the bill went far enough in asserting what they see as the state's sovereignty. Plenty of liberal Democrats also rejected it. Some feared bogging the state down in legal fights. Others cited constitutional concerns. Democrats mostly deny it, but this is election season, and Governor Sununu, with his video ad, had already showed he planned to make this topic a campaign issue, and so that didn't sit well either.
So House conservatives and liberals team up for their own reasons to defy the will of leadership. I feel like we've seen this before.
I think we have. You could look back to the budget in 2017. That's what happened then. The House budget was defeated.
So should people have seen this coming?
Well, conservatives in the House would say absolutely they should have. They said they brought their concerns to the governor's office and to leadership in the House well in advance of this bill hitting the floor, and that GOP leaders basically didn't listen.
Did the governor himself get involved?
Well, he surely fronted the issue early on, but it's pretty clear his outreach was spotty. Democrats say he never talked to them, and the conservatives who helped sink this thing, like J.R. Hole of Dumbarton, say the governor didn't directly engage them either.
I can only speak for myself, and I did not hear from him. I don't know of anybody who did either. I know their staff reached out to some people. Apparently the governor was out of town or out of the state.
So where was the governor when this hit the rocks?
Well, it wasn't well known at the time of the vote, but the governor was in Colorado at least until the middle of the day yesterday at a Republican Governors Association meeting. So he was out of state at a partisan event as his bill on an issue where he was threatening other states with the fight of their lives got tossed. Clearly not ideal. If the bill had passed, no one would care that much, but it certainly opens the governor up fairly, I think, to the charge that he can be AWOL or ham-fisted when it comes to dealing with lawmakers. You can look back at the governor's record on priority issues of his, like right to work, like a school voucher plan, like the victims' rights constitutional amendment known as Marcy's Law. He loudly championed all of these, and when they failed, and they all failed in the House, he basically blamed other people. Both of his Democratic challengers were making the case that the governor's not there when the going gets tough. Here's one of them, former State Senator Molly Kelly.
If I had a piece of legislation that was in the best interest of New Hampshire and it was my priority, I'd show up, I would be there, and I would make it happen.
That was Democrat Molly Kelly. Okay, so then what is the governor saying? I noticed he made himself pretty scarce today. One public event, 7 a.m. in Ringe.
Yes, that was out of the way. Ringe was likely long scheduled, but the governor did surface this afternoon. He denied his office hadn't worked this issue, and he insisted he remained in close contact with key lawmakers during his Republican Governors Association trip. And as for the Wayfair bill, Governor Sununu says he wants it done, but you know, he also seemed to indicate he may no longer see this issue as one he can really make happen. Let's take a listen.
Look, the point is that they had a good bill in front of them. They got to close the deal and get it done for the citizens of this state. So I hope they come back. I hope they take it up again. It's too important of an issue just to let it sit on the sidelines. and hope for the best.
Did the governor have any timetable for further action?
He didn't, but do stay tuned.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers.